Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Andrew. You're listening to Andromeda 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The song you just heard is the original 1967 version of Jefferson Airplane's instrumental Embryonic Journey. And it marks the beginning of our theme for the next hour. We'll be comparing the original versions of famous songs with cover versions that either made the songs more famous or are just plain better than the original versions. So I'm going to play original, cover, and so forth. And you can decide for yourself whether you think I'm right about the cover versions being better than the originals. Some pretty agreed upon ones in here, but also some controversial ones coming later on in the hour. But for now, a very agreed upon one, even by the person who composed the original, who thought that the person who covered his song not only did it better, but for all intents and purposes, owns the song now. So the, you know, to no surprise, the surprise of absolutely no one, here is All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl. Hey!
All right, folks. Wow. Man, what a stark disparity there was there between the original version of All Along the Watchtower and the cover version, done, of course, by Jimi Hendrix there in 1968 on the Mammoth, a double album, Electric Ladyland, less than 1 year after Bob Dylan's original version done in 1967 off of his album John Wesley Harding. Now, however, we're going to start to get a little bit more controversial in my takes on covers that are better than the originals. We're going to hear two renditions of a song which is no doubt well-written, of course, but is given more life and strength by the artist who covered it as part of a series of covers late in his career. So here is a song called Bird on a Wire. Here we go.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunken midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like the worm on a hook, like a night from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go by. With his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. that I have done wrong. I will make it all up to thee. I saw a beggar leaning on his wooden crutch. He said to me, you must not ask for so much. And a pretty woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried to me, hey, why not ask? A drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you will let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch. He called out to me, don't ask for so much. And a young woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried out to me, why not ask for more? Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free.
All right, then. So clearly, we heard some disparity in the vocal strength between the two versions of that song, Bird on a Wire by Leonard Cohen, which was covered by Johnny Cash. That's not to say that Leonard Cohen is a bad singer by any means, but just asking the question, whose style is more suited for it? I'd have to go with Mr. Johnny Cash, who covered it in 1994 on the first of his American Recordings albums, a fantastic series of albums that finished out his career in a very nice way. Of course, those albums also included the famous cover of Hurt, which many say is better than the Nine Inch Nails version, but I'm not entirely sold on that. The original does have some visceral power to it as well, but that's neither here nor there, as I'm not going to play that today, this hour. But anyway, to get a little bit more controversial, because we don't have enough controversy in this show, let's talk about the song Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. The original is not bad at all, once again, by any means, but the vocal performance, gotta say, it's just a little less compelling than the cover version, which I'm going to play afterwards. I will say that it does have quite a strong riff that the cover version I selected does not have, but ultimately, when you compare them both holistically, I'd say that the second version wins out. But we're going to start out with the original from Dire Straits. This is a song called Romeo and Juliet. It's very beloved, and I hope you enjoy both versions, but the second one, just a little bit more. Here it is.
Talks, like the talk on the TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. But Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, he sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, he says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Low. He's got a love song that he made. He finds a convenient street light and he steps out of the shade and he says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. Yeah, well, he's underneath my window. Now she's singing, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up to people like that. Oh, anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice were loaded from the start. And I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize just that the time was wrong, Julie. We both come up on different streets, and they were both the streets of shame. You know, they're both dirty, both mean. Yes, and even the dreams were the same. Well, I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real, so tell me, honey, the hell can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? Now you can call the change of and you can fall for chains of gold. You know you fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. Well, you promise me everything, and then you promise me thick and thin, and now you just turn away and say, Romeo, I think I used to have a scene with him. Ah, Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. Gonna love you till I die. There's a place for us. I know you know this song. Now when you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Julie, I'm so in love, so in love, yeah. But I can't do the talk like they talk on my TV screen. And I can't do a love song, not the way you sung to me. I can't do anything, but I would do anything for you, Hana. Can't do anything except be in love with you, yeah. Now all I do is miss you and the way it used to be, you know. And all I do is keep the beats, I keep bad, bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of this rhyme. When Julie, I do the stars with you. Julie, Julie, Julie. Oh, this love-struck Romeo sings the streets a serenade, laying everybody low. He's got a love song that he made. He finds a convenient street light and he'll step out of the shade and he'll say something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
All right then, folks. Hopefully you saw at least a little bit of what I'm talking about there with the vocal delivery of the original and the cover. I still haven't fully made up my mind over which version of that song I like more, because the riff of the original is pretty good, pretty solid, and it carries the song, but the emotion is not there as much as it is in the Indigo Girls version that we heard after the Dire Straits original of Romeo and Juliet. Of course, that Indigo Girls version coming from 1992 off of their LP Rites of Passage, and the original coming from the Dire Straits album Making Movies from 1980. All right, so with that, it's about the halfway point of the hour, which means it's PSA time. As you know, my favorite part of the hour. And so today I've prepared a little winter health PSA. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus, or other things, is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which along with exercise and stress reduction helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick, too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. And of course, wear a mask, though you should be doing that. Anyway, and I just want to comment that the washing your hands and doorknobs stuff is a little bit outdated for COVID itself. Now that we know a little bit more about that disease, we know that it's pretty much all transmitted through the air. And so masking is really the key point in that area. But anyway, away from public health and back to the actual music, which is what you're here for. This is a song called Summer Breeze. We're going to hear the original, which is a somewhat of a soft rock pop classic from the early 70s. And then we're going to hear a version which amps it up a little bit more and makes it more exciting. Yes, this is Summer Breeze, originally done by Seals and Crofts.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. I care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Thank you. Friday night. A little light shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Jasmine's in bloom, July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Wow. That was quite the trip, wasn't it? Just heard the Isley Brothers with Summer Breeze. Not just Summer Breeze, but Summer Breeze Parts 1 and 2 from their LP 3 Plus 3 from 1973, the year after the original was released by Seals and Crofts. Of course, a much shorter song and a much less massive song in many ways. But yes, that's in keeping with our theme of covers that I believe are better than the original. And that one shouldn't be too controversial. I think it's it's pretty obvious who comes out on top between those two versions of Summer Breeze. A song which might help us to liven up the dark and cold winter into which we are, well, pretty much already in. I was going to say we're entering the cold winter, but we're there. It's dark. It's cold. It's December. Here we are. So, let's continue on with a song that probably won't be that controversial once you hear both versions of it. A little bit of a lesser-known song. It's called Fallen Rain. It's one of several songs that originated in the early 70s that references the Kent State protest shootings, along with the song, of course, Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Like many of the other songs I played, I actually do very much like the original version, and it does have a certain quality that is not really replicated in the cover version, but the cover version just overall is very sprawling, it's very long, and better atmospherically in terms of the delivery of the song and instrumentation and whatnot, so I think you'll enjoy it just a little bit more, but I do enjoy both versions of this little bit lesser-known classic called Fallen Rain, originally done by the protest singer Link Wray, who was also a bit of a country and somewhat of a punk rock, I guess, pioneer. He pioneered a lot of cool guitar tones in the 50s, but this is one of his protest songs from the early 70s. It's called Fallen Rain. It's about the state of our nation, the state of the world, and our society. So, and it's given a different treatment by the person who covered it, but very faithful and very respectable treatment, in my opinion. So here we go, Fallen Rain.
I hear a sound, it's going through my brain. I hear talk of people, I feel the falling rain. I see a man crying, cause the whole world has let him down. Kids are laughing at funny faces of a clown. My mind is like a spring in a clock, it won't unwind. I can't see, I can't think, I can't feel, I'm out of time. I'm up and then I'm down, tell me where is it going to end? You say start at the beginning again.
Oh. sound. It's going through my brain. I hear talk of people. I feel the falling rain. I see a man crying, 'cause the whole world has let him down. Kids are laughing at the funny faces of a clown. My mind is like a spring in a clock. I can't see, I can't think, I can't feel. I'm out of time. I'm up, then I'm down. Tell me, where is it going? You say start at the beginning of the end.
Wow. That was really quite amazing. It takes a lot to make a song that long, that drags on that long, and still keep me engaged and enjoying it. But I really was. I really loved that song so much. That's a 9.5-minute cover of the Link Wray song Fallen Rain from the illustrious Carl Blau off of his debut album, Introducing Carl Blau. If you recognize that name, he's been associated with the band The Microphones. I think they wrote a song with his name as the title. I don't know what their relationship exactly is, but he's got some good connections and a promising future for his career. Yes, that's Carl Blau with Fallen Rain. As we wrap up our show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, we'll be finishing up with a cover version of the song we heard at the beginning of the show, Embryonic Journey, a Jefferson Airplane original but covered here by the guitar virtuoso Leo Kottke. And so I'll be playing us out with that one. With that, I thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next week for my last show of the semester. And it will be marginally holiday season related, I think. Once again, you're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. I'm Andrew, and this has been Andromeda. Good night.